Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680, with Ryder Jones. What a pleasure to sit down and chat with you. Big leagues, and I know we're talking midweek here, so we won't worry about where you have been and what you've done so far, but just being in the big leagues, what's it like?
It's fun. It's a lot different up here. Just, you know, every day, the only thing that matters at the end of the day is winning, you know, and it's a party in here when we win. It's been fun the past two games, getting some W's, you know, playing defense. That's my number one goal right now, is just to play good at third base. Today I'm playing left field, so just go out there and, you know, make every play I can and just try to back up a pitcher.
I see Ron Wotus works with you a lot at third base. I saw a lot of video of him showing you the backhand and things like that. I know you've worked with him tremendous amounts of time in spring training over these few years. I've seen you in the big league camp. But what's it like working with him up here?
It's great. You know, we've just been working a lot with footwork. I think earlier on in my career, you know, I had to work a lot on footwork and going left to right and using my glove. I've always had a good arm, so I've just had to really work on my footwork. Last two spring trainings with Wody's just been great, you know, just working on first step stuff, quickness stuff, you know, foot placement, how low to get when you're getting ready for a ground ball, that kind of stuff, and it's really helped.
All right, Ryder Jones with us. All right, people love to know where you grew up, what kind of baseball fan you were as a kid, so let's go back to the early days.
Wow, so my dad's been a college baseball coach my whole life, so, you know, growing up, I've lived everywhere. I like to say I'm from Oklahoma, Stillwater, Oklahoma, just because I lived there from fifth grade to junior year in high school when he was at Oklahoma State, so that's where I like to call home. But we've lived in Oregon, Arizona, Washington, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Louisiana. Right now he's at Tulane in New Orleans, so, you know, I've been everywhere. Been around baseball my whole life. Started playing when I was 3 or 4 years old and practiced with my dad's college teams coming up. So he's been here. I've had family here. It's been pretty surreal.
You know, boy, and I know he's been in Appalachian State as well. Ryder Jones talking about his dad. You know, you mentioned Stillwater, Oklahoma State, a great school for baseball. What about some of the players who were there who then went on to the big leagues? I'm trying to think, Brett Anderson, am I right about him from the A's? I thought the pitcher was Oklahoma State, if I'm not mistaken.
His dad was the head coach. He went to Stillwater High School where I went. He didn't go to school. He didn't go to college. He went out of high school. But you know, it's crazy. I'm actually starting to play against guys that played for my dad. Jordy Mercer plays shortstop for the Pirates. We work out together in the offseason. Corey Brown has played with the Nationals and the A's and the Red Sox a little bit. Matt Haig with the Blue Jays a little bit. Robbie Winehart threw with the Tigers a little bit. Andrew Oliver.
Wow.
Neil Mitchell, I think, maybe got up with the Yankees maybe a tiny bit. But just it's weird for me, you know, playing against guys that I was probably 11, 12 years old taking ground balls with them, and now we're playing each other, so I don't know how it feels for them, but it's pretty surreal for me.
Yeah, great story, Ryder Jones. Cal Ripken had the same experience. His dad was a coach of the Orioles, and Mike Flanagan and all those guys before you were born, you know, played in the big leagues, but Cal Ripken always told those stories about being with his dad, who was a coach for the Orioles, and Flanagan and all these people sort of taking care of him, and the older players kind of take care of him.
Yeah, I mean, Jordy with the Pirates, you know, he kind of took me under his wing this offseason, just, you know, preparing me for, you know, this situation, getting called up and how to take it, how to take the ups, how to take the downs. And it's helped a lot, you know. I mean, I've gotten to a slow start with the bat. I've hit the ball hard a couple times at people, but I'm really just trying to focus on defense and control what I can control right now and just have fun.
Yeah, absolutely, and you are having fun, and you make contact, and that's what I like to see. Ryder with us. All right, did you root for a team or a player as a kid growing up? I know you saw a lot of college players, but what about a professional?
I mean, you know, kind of cliche answer, but Derek Jeter was always a good guy to watch. Loved watching A-Rod hit, too, and Ken Griffey Jr., just because I was a left-handed swinger. But not a specific team. I just have always enjoyed watching, you know, how pro ball guys get the job done and go about their daily work and all that stuff. And now that I'm part of it, I'm starting to understand, you know, what I have to do every single day to get ready and, you know, to try to get a W for this team. You know, that's everybody's goal, right? When you step in the locker room, it's, you know, what can I do today to help get a W? So for me, it's just, I'm playing left field today for the first time. So for me, it's just, you know, catch every ball I can, you know, move with guys and just get used to it and play as hard as I can and help get a W.
Well, I did the fantasy camp a few times, and the outfielders, remember Dave Henderson, Hendu? Yeah, you do. Come on, say you do.
Okay, yeah, I remember.
Okay. And they used to say the job of an outfielder is get the ball back to the infield.
Exactly. Yeah, we talk a lot. We talked about that today with Augie. You know, just throw into the cutoff, man. Make sure keeping the double play in order. You know, don't try to overthrow. I have a good arm, so he wants to make sure that I'm not trying to make every single play with my arm. Just try to get it into the infielder as quick as possible. Especially with, like, doubles against the wall, just pick it up and get it into the cutoff as quick as possible.
Yeah, that's the deal. Very good. Well, it's a pleasure having you on, and it's a pleasure getting to know you a little bit after seeing you down in spring training for a couple of years. Were you always an infielder, left fielder, first baseman as a kid? You ever put the tools on as a catcher? You're a big guy.
I might have caught when I was really small. I always played shortstop coming up in high school. I was shortstop every day. When I got into pro ball, moved to third base, and then this year it's just kind of been, you know, third, first, left, right, just trying to be versatile, you know, with a National League team. You got to make sure you can play a couple positions. So for me, it's just trying to be able to tell them that I can play any position they needed me to just to get in the lineup.
All right. How'd you get the call up? Usually they pull a trick on you. They can tell you you're coming up to the big leagues.
Yeah, Dave Brundage. We had a doubleheader. He was just asking me, you know, if I needed one of the games off, if I needed, you know, some a break on my legs. But I told him, you know, we have a couple older guys, so I had no problem playing two games. And he was like, okay, well, I'm just gonna play you in the night game. And I was like, all right, if you insist. I mean, I'm not gonna be mad about getting the game off, but. He goes, but that night game's going to be in San Francisco. And I was like, I'll definitely go play in that one. So I was pretty excited.
You know, it's funny. I've talked to Christian up here, Arroyo, and Austin Slater. There's a room or a house where everybody's getting called up. Aren't you part of that crowd?
Yep.
Who's left?
I don't want to say the address, but it's a house downtown. It was me. Slater and Arroyo had lived in it a little bit, and we've all gotten up here right now. Shaw's in it, and I expect him, if not this year, next year. And Andrew Suarez, and I expect him to be up here soon, too. So, you know, it is pretty funny. It's just worked out that we're all really close friends, and we're all getting the call together. So it's pretty fun to be able to have the chance to maybe, you know, play with all these young guys you've played in the minor leagues and try to come up together.
Yeah, it's great. All right, we'll let you go with this. After your first game is against DeGrom, congratulations. You had to face him, probably the best pitcher in the league right now. And you did some video games to get ready, and maybe not intentionally, but you sort of did that. Well, tell us about that.
No, I mean, we always bring the PS4 on the road. So we're always playing MLB The Show and FIFA and just trying to, you know, buy time and hang out. It just happened that we had MLB The Show playing. When I got back, and I just messed around with it and tried to see his pitches. Obviously, he's a little better in person, but no, it was fun. You know, I think the first game you want to face somebody like that and just kind of get the butterflies out. Because you go up there and you're just battling, and you know it's a guy. All you know is the name. You hear it all over, you know, SportsCenter, MLB Network, all these guys. You just hear the names, and then when you play baseball against them, you start to realize it's this exact same game.
Yeah.
It's just the names are a little bit more familiar, and the jerseys are a little bit different, and a little bit more fans, and it's other than that, you're playing baseball, you're throwing a ball, you're hitting a ball, you're running, it's all the same.
It's so true, very good advice. Now, you get advice from your dad since you've been in the big leagues?
Yeah, I get a lot of advice from him, you know. A lot of it's just, you know, trying to relax. First couple of days, you know, you're trying to not get in the way and kind of walking on eggshells, but last couple of days, a little bit more comfortable. Guys have been great to me, so I feel like I belong here, and I feel like I'm here to help the team, and that's a good feeling when you show up to the park.
Yeah, well, your defense, man, the first game, come on, you had a rocket hit at you, and you turned the 5-4-3. How about that?
It was fun, you know? And then, you know, I got the butterflies out of the way. I made the air with Maddie on the mound, and he really picked me up. I think he got a ground ball back to him and a couple strikeouts, and that was huge, you know? That was just like... Just having a teammate pick you up like that, and, you know, all the guys telling me they trust me, and, you know, the other day I had the ground ball in between me and Crawford, and I kind of hesitated, and Crawford saw me coming at it, so he backed up a little bit, but ended up being a hit because I hesitated, and, you know, I talked to Shark for a while about that, and just them just letting me know, you know, they trust me, they know I'm a good player, they know I can make that play. So yesterday I took it into account and actually had probably the exact same ground ball. I had the bare hand, but I had the exact same ground ball to the left at short, the slow roller, where it's probably an easier play for me than Craw. And I was aggressive to it and got it. And that's just how you have to play. You have to be aggressive and just trust yourself.
Great to have you on. Fans are going to enjoy hearing this. Very good. Enjoy Pittsburgh and Detroit. We'll see you when you come back.
Thanks, Marty. I appreciate it.
All right. That's Ryder Jones. More coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.